to Morondoi. To all intents and purposes, everything seemed to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoi comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Brand new car, wedding rings, a new home, the joy it brings. Vacation time, everything and anything. Fix your business quick, quick, quick. Make it happen, Republic. Expand and get it done, everything and anything. Republic is everything. Whoa, everything and anything. Whoa.
Reduce rates, cash back, specials on vehicles, and so much more. Get everything and anything you want with Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two, pick two. In the afternoon, pick two in the evening, pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Danny and Leah discussed Rachel's relationship with Sydney, and they agreed that something has to be done to empower women to speak up if they're being abused. He told her they should consider having a baby. Unique and Divine were walking at the community center ground and Catalina passed by. Maurice followed Catalina home, begging for a second chance, but she told him she is not taking him back. As we return, Annie and Perry have arrived in the village.
You happy to be home, Annie?
Yes, Daddy.
Good. This is where you belong.
I found it.
With your family. But living somewhere with strangers.
Okay.
See how happy your brothers and sisters are to see you?
Yes.
Gotta set a good example for them. You can't continue with this bad behavior. Next thing, they're gonna wanna do the same thing.
Okay. Can I go inside to see mommy now? Can I?
Go in and check.
Mommy? Mommy?
She's not here, Annie.
What do you mean, Daddy?
I said she's not here.
But you said she was sick.
Your mother's not sick.
What? But you said she was sick and could die.
I know what I said.
So she's not sick?
No, she gone to work.
But you said...
I had to get you to come back home.
So it was a lie?
Well...
Oh.
Your mother was worrying a lot about you.
But... Why did you lie to me and say that she was sick?
You are a stubborn girl. You tell lies.
Just...
Your mother was crying every day, wondering if something happened to you. I had to do what I had to do.
So mommy was never sick?
Well, no.
Okay.
You caused many problems to this family. Me and your mother can only take so much. We don't want anything bad to happen to you.
Daddy, I'm sorry for being a bad person.
I'm not saying you're a bad person, Annie. But me and your mother are disappointed in your behavior.
Okay.
Don't ever do this again. If you run away again, you will be punished.
I'm sorry.
Later, I'll take you over to the church so that Pastor can pray over you.
I'm sorry for hurting you, Daddy.
Don't want to punish you, but to run away like that? Like if me and your mother treat you bad, we treat you bad, Annie?
No, Daddy.
So why did you do this to us?
I...
Look, no more running away. If we have to tie you up, we will do that. You hear me?
Yes, Daddy.
Now go and wash those dishes and start preparing the lunch. Your mother left some things there for you to cook.
Okay.
After all that traveling, I need to take a rest.
Yes, we have seen some very threatened animals, you know, and that's always sad.
Okay, Janelle. Love you too. Speak soon. James.
Yes, honey.
Come, please.
What has you smiling like that?
I just got off the phone with Janelle.
Oh, I spoke to her earlier.
We were talking about Mom and Dad.
Okay.
I was telling her I want them to come and live with us and how Mom is resisting.
June, I still think the best thing is to hire a caregiver for your parents.
James, we've discussed this so many times. You know Mom doesn't want that.
It's not about what she wants. They're getting down and they need somebody to stay with them. For peace sake, I think it would be best they stay in their house. You know, I will never have peace if Lucille comes to live with us. She hates my guts.
And I have told you that you can occupy the downstairs.
In the house that I paid for? Why must I be inconvenienced?
Look, James, I don't want us to quarrel. I have some news. So, me and Jonel were talking about this situation. And guess what?
What?
Jonel suggested that Mom and Dad can go to the US to spend some time with her.
What?
Yes. She said that she will buy the tickets as long as they agree.
Oh, wow.
They can go and spend a few months. She even said she would hire a nurse to stay with them when she's at work.
Oh, okay.
So what do you think?
You don't think that Jonel would be taking on too much?
Oh, don't be silly, James. You know she purchased a 4-bedroom house, right?
And what about her partner? He'll be okay with that?
I'm sure she wouldn't have suggested it if he wasn't. Look, I know that she will make sure that they are well taken care of. And it gives us a few months not to worry about them. And then we will have the time to put systems in place.
Well, in that case, I think it's a great idea. I know Mr. Carter won't have a problem going. But how are you going to convince Lucille?
I think she will be happy to spend some time with her granddaughter.
Yeah?
I'm going to call her now.
I'm going back to the kitchen to finish lunch.
Hi, Mom.
Yes, my dear.
Where's Dad?
He's sleeping.
At this time of the day? He's taking a nap?
June, you ought to realize that your father is a senior. He needs his rest.
I was hoping I could talk to both of you at the same time about this. Anyway, I'll tell you.
What is it?
I was talking to Janelle, and she had a suggestion.
About what?
She suggested that you and Dad go to the US to spend a few months with her.
She did?
Yes. What do you think?
I think it'll be wonderful to see my granddaughter. And will I see Jason too?
Well, he lives 12 hours from where Janelle is. But I am sure he will travel down to see you and Dad.
Wonderful!
So this means you want to go?
Of course! It's been a while since me and Cecil went anywhere outside the country.
Okay, great!
When will you travel?
As soon as possible. Janelle is purchasing the tickets.
Wonderful! She has done so well for herself.
Yes, she and Jason.
I am so proud of both of my grandchildren.
Me too.
I can catch up with my friends while I'm there.
Good.
As soon as Cecil wakes up, I'll tell her.
Okay, Mom.
Oh, June, this is wonderful news. Wonderful. I must call my granddaughter and thank her.
Okay. But one more thing, Mom.
What's that?
When you and Dad get back in a few months, I want you to come and live with me and James.
Oh, that again?
Mom.
June, I have told you that I am perfectly capable of taking care of me and your father.
I know what you said.
Unless James plans on moving out, I am not coming over there to live.
He will be living downstairs.
He has agreed to that.
Well, I mean... I am working on him.
I would be happier if he was out of the house altogether. June, there is still time, you know.
For what?
You are in your late 50s now. But there is still a chance that you can find a decent man.
Goodbye, Mom.
I am very serious.
I will talk to you later.
So?
James, I didn't know you were standing there.
You told your mother that I will be living downstairs when we haven't agreed to that?
Don't worry about that. By the time they go to America and come back, things will sort itself out.
Right.
I am just trying to come up with a solution that will be best for everyone.
It will never be fair if I'm inconvenienced in my own house just because your mother can't stand the sight of me.
I understand.
I am stating now, if your parents come to live with us, I'm not moving downstairs to live like a dog.
Hi, Maria.
Annie, it's so good to hear from you.
I can't talk long.
Did you get my messages?
Daddy took my phone away.
Oh no.
He's sleeping, so I stole it to call you.
Why would he take your phone?
Maria, everything is a lie. He lied to me to get me to come back to the village.
Really?
Mommy was never sick. Daddy just told me that to get me to come back.
My gosh.
Tell Mosquito that everything he told her about taking me to the hospital was a lie. He didn't take me.
Wow.
Maria, I can't stay here. I can't stay here.
What about your Uncle Joseph? Have you seen him yet?
Yes.
Honey!
Come in, Daddy. I got to go, Maria.
I'll tell Mommy everything.
Okay, bye.
What you doing out here?
Nothing.
Please go inside and finish cooking. Your mother gonna be home soon.
Okay.
I am warning you, Annie. No more disobedience. I am serious.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.
Murundi Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.